Tennessee whiskey. We out here at the Black Fire Club. If you can't tell, we got No Good Sense at karaoke tonight.
No Good Sense at karaoke.
What up, though?
What up, though?
What's everybody else? Everybody good tonight? Everybody speak much.
We good.
We good.
We good.
I think everybody's settling in. Yo, what's all this fucking snow for real, dog?
I told everybody, I said, you know, we always good for one more. Let's get that last one. It's Michigan, dog.
It's Michigan, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was mad as hell about it, dog. I was like, the fuck, man? I need this. I need these 70 degree days.
Yeah,
I know. That's why I'm just gonna buy my time till May.
Right, so we got like a whole
other bunch. Right, so. Oh man. So yeah, man. CC, how's your week this week?
Week was all right, man. Got a day off tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Working in the industry I work in, you know, I work 7 days a week, but, you know, blessed to have a day off. Like I did last week.
Okay, okay.
That's what's up.
You know. Regular week, trying to get this presentation together and shit. Went to lunch with the sales rep, and try to talk me into buying shit. But I'm like, look, you feed me for free, I show up for meetings. Like, I'm cool.
I mean, how are you leaving out supposed to work?
Got the spaceship. I mean, it got me a spaceship. Right. So you know, I just, you know, try to be low key about it. That's it. Yeah, I mean,
nah, man, you gotta try.
You know, this shit fire. That shit fire. I love that car, though. This shit.
What'd you get?
I got that BMW 5.
Oh,
got the BMW 5 fully loaded. Got the hologram, tachometer, all that. M Sport package.
Came over, biggest Kool-Aid smile, dog. I'm like, hey,
my face hurt. My face hurt as much as I was smiling.
That shit was funny as hell.
Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you. Yeah, motherfuckers
out here getting big boy toys.
Yep. Gotta do it.
Big boy toys. You know what I mean?
Gotta have it, man. That shit, you know, the trucks be nice and shit, but I'm not a big truck guy, you know? I like my coupes and my sedans and shit. That foreign shit, man. That fucking Beamer. Woo! I be floating in that motherfucker. I had to turn on the speed warning when I get to 80. They should be like, yo, chill the fuck out.
Yeah, man.
I ain't got no governor. I told you I hit 130 in that shit. No, I didn't even feel it.
No, you can't feel that shit.
That shit was floating. I did feel the car drop, though. Like the suspension lowered a little bit. That shit just started to float, bro. And I was just like, man, I want to put this bitch on, like, the track, the M1 track. Just so I could open it up and not have to worry about a ticket. So that's where I'm at right now. Okay. What's good with you, though, G?
You know what, man? Week was just week, man. It's been a crazy week. That's crazy news. You don't know what things go well, but I'm hoping that, hope things work out. That's all I'm
yeah. You're not about to have a baby, right?
No, I ain't doing about to do shit like that.
Oh, okay.
Crazy work shit, man. Crazy work shit.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, What we got for tonight, man? We got anything good, anything bad, happy, anything sad?
I mean, right now.
I got something we can talk about.
Yeah.
What's up? So, I was on the gram, right? On Telegram. Oh, no.
Instagram.
That's work, right? And I made a comment on this video that this broad made. And she was just saying, like, when you see a single lady, don't just assume that her baby daddy left her. Sometimes it can be the opposite. She was like, oh, this nigga ain't shit. And bounced. That's why she's a single parent. So I made a comment just stating, that doesn't make it any better. Saying that, why would you even engage in having a child with somebody that you truly, you know, don't want to be with? Have you done your due diligence in getting to know this motherfucker? What type of crossbreeding you motherfuckers gonna do? Where people are just so lax and fucking and bringing a kid into the world. And so strategic about other things that are far lighter. I got a problem with that.
What? So you got a problem with what? What is it she got a problem with?
She was assuming that the lady just, you know, like, don't just assume that the guy left. Females can leave as well. And yes, we have far more evidence of that than a high divorce rate. And most of them are engaged by people. So yes, we know that already.
Okay. So,
it's funny because I saw a stat that said homeownership by women is more than men. Yes. And it's because of divorce. Yeah, right. She ended up with the house.
Right.
Well, I mean,
what do you got to
talk about? I mean, it's true. I mean, he can be a piece of shit. But then you shouldn't have got pregnant by him. You knew he's a piece of shit when you fucked him. You just ignored it because the nigga had dreads or because the nigga had a car, you know, and you ain't shit.
No, it's just, I think motherfuckers be moving too fast in their relationships nowadays, man. I remember for a while now, let's forget the relationship stage. It's about to get married, you know. They get that for a minute. And now everybody just fucking, and everybody just
right.
Fucking raw, and, you know what
fucking
I'm saying?
Fucking raw.
Getting pregnant, and now you act like you don't know how this shit happened. How did we get here? It's like, what's
fucking?
You know, I thought you was a good nigga, and now you just now y'all, you know, yeah, the earth
now. Now y'all was just playing around.
Right. You don't even know my last name.
Exactly. He's an ancient nigga, though.
Right.
No, your picker's off, motherfucker. You know what I mean?
I mean,
your picker's off.
I would say a nigga's pillow game is just not existing.
It's trash.
Niggas pull out games as weak as fuck.
Nigga, just use a condom.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Why not use a fucking condom? One commenter said, because birth control is 100%. And I know a couple of bitches that got pregnant by using a condom. I know a whole bunch of motherfuckers that didn't get pregnant.
With thousands of people thousands, who did not have kids.
Now, yeah, you started with the condom.
Right. You took that shit off. Right, you unsheathed right. When you changed positions.
Right.
Yeah. You pulled it. Baby, I can't nut like this. Let me take the condom off.
Right. And that comes into a bigger grand scheme.
This looks like a grand scheme.
Right. You know.
Conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy. But it's not a proper game. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. Bitches gonna do what bitches gonna do, and niggas gonna do what niggas gonna do, and niggas gonna do what bitches allow them to do.
Exactly.
And if you wanna hit raw, nigga, that's a risk you're willing to take. You can come back with something. You can come back with life.
Right.
Life. Exactly.
Life, nigga.
To a bitch that you can't fucking stand.
Yep. All because she had a fat ass. And she probably wasn't even cute. She probably had a belly.
Right, yeah.
Probably had a belly. Bitch is ugly. Hair
don't
short.
Don't know this bitch. Don't know this bitch family.
Yeah.
That goes vice versa.
And I tell you right now, if you fucking a bitch with a cheap wig, she ain't shit. She ain't shit. Because real bitches take care of their hair.
Exactly.
Word is bond.
Hey, you gotta fucking look at their feet, too.
I don't give a fuck about feet.
No.
I don't give a fuck about feet. As long as you ain't cutting the sheets up. I don't give a fuck about feet. You ain't putting them shits in my mouth. Do you?
Fuck it.
See, you stay on. I can't fuck with feet, man.
I like getting my toes
cut. I don't like that shit either. I'll drop kick a bitch. I can't. I just can't do it. I like my feet getting rubbed. Like, I let my feet get rubbed, but.
Here you go.
Shit. Suck that big toe, bitch.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I find it interesting. I think people have to be accountable. Hold themselves to a higher standard. You know, stop fucking with Asian people. And think that you're going to get a different result. When all you're doing is repeating the same process. That your fucking mama made. That your grandma made. You know. You don't need no man. You know, all that bullshit. Break the curse.
Something, right, I'm about to just say it. Really, it's almost like a generational curse.
Yeah.
Because, like these, because you grew up in these single family households, or like single parent households.
Right.
The women aren't seeing their mothers be wives, so they don't know how to be a wife.
Exactly.
And conversely, a lot of boys growing up not knowing how to be a man.
Be a man.
Be a father because
they're being raised by bitches.
Raised by women, right?
Women, man. Women. Women. Not bitches.
I'm going to say what I want to say.
Right.
No, because we're talking about mothers.
No, we're talking about Asian bitches right
now. Oh, okay. My bad. I missed that. Right. It was ancient right. Bitches turned ancient into bitches moms. Turned gotcha. I apologize for the misinterpretation.
Right.
And
ancient men, too.
Oh, that's a lot of ancient. That's a lot of ancient.
Yeah.
It's a lot of ancient niggas.
How the hell do you have... niggas out here to be having a whole bunch of kids like you super sperm, dog, like you know it. Like what the fuck? Like, you ain't taking care of that damn no.
Reckless, right.
Fuck them. Wait, don't fuck them. That's the problem.
Right.
But they know that. When they ask the nigga how many kids you got and he tell you 7, why do you fuck him?
Right. Red flag number 1. These motherfuckers got blinders on.
He known for having kids, nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? These motherfuckers got blinders on. Blinded by what? Cute face and some locks.
I told you it's the dreadlocks, dog. Niggas with dreads get so many passes, bro.
That motherfucker didn't even buy you a dread. He bought it with him.
Because he got dreads. You gonna get some dreads? You gonna stitch some more? This is about to get to Steve Harvey. That shit gonna be funny as hell, bro.
You
know
what I mean?
I'm rocking bitches a lot of time.
Anybody
go
now? See this nigga in Miami with fucking dreads.
That'd be so fucking sweet.
That's fucking crazy, bro. So let's jump into these stories, man.
Yeah. Let's get a couple.
Yeah, so y'all seen the Neuralink shit? Elon Musk, he got he put the microchip in this paralyzed nigga's head. He's like a quadriplegic and shit. And so you can see Nolan using his mind to move a mouse around on a laptop to play a game of chess. With the Neuralink implant that he has in his head. He's able to move the chess pieces on the screen and even turn down music, all by simply flicking about where he wants the mouse to go. What you think about niggas putting computer chips in their bodies? Cyborgs are coming. Cyborgs are coming, bro.
You know, if it wasn't Terminator, the nefariousness behind it, I'm pretty sure.
What about tracking? And
it's like, if it was used like wholesomely, like that'd be great. Man.
It's not going
to walk or talk or be able to, you know, see or, you know what I mean? Like, that's just a beautiful thing, man. But somebody's got to bastardize it, you know?
That's the problem.
I know.
Your balance
fucking terrible.
It's gonna be like
Richmond Valentine driving a Kingsman, man. He's blowing niggas' heads off and shit.
yeah. Exactly.
Especially like my thing is like once you get the Neuralink, right? And you can't afford your payments.
They shut you down.
Like, niggas is really going to shut you down. That's one reason I don't want to get no electric car, because I don't. You niggas got too much control, dog.
Too much control,
I'm never getting an electric car. I'll suck my dick. Never get.
I will never get one of those motherfuckers. Shit. I see somebody taking their coat off. Yeah. I see somebody taking their coat
I'm
off.
I'm staying.
All right, you're right. Throw all that noise out there.
No, there's still shit that needs to be worked on.
This is funny as hell. Man, I'm not fucking with that shit. Y'all niggas not blowing my head up with no fucking Neuralink. Then all of a sudden, I miss a fucking payment because they shit $1,200 a month.
Now I'm a fucking. now I'm the Winter Soldier.
Shit. Oh, yeah, nigga. Nigga, you better pay. You better pay, nigga.
Dog. That shit is not good.
They about to make super soldiers with that Neuralink shit. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you, dog. So we got more bad shit happening with Boeing. So they got a huge chunk of a Boeing 737 plane fell off of a United Airlines flight from San Francisco to Denver. A panel near the bottom of the plane was torn off mid-flight, exposing the underbelly of the aircraft. This is only a couple weeks after a door fell off a plane from an Air Alaska flight. This is in addition to John Barnett dying this past week while in the middle of a retaliation lawsuit against Boeing. This after he alleged they've been cutting corners on safety measures for years. And they killed him. That nigga dead. We know. See, this is why when I be like, yo, conspiracy theory. And I be like, this is why I believe some of them shits. Because this nigga is a whistleblower and they straight killed him.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, they killed him.
There's nothing different doing anybody else they can fucking knock down.
Right.
They go after everybody.
Sometimes it's government, though. That was a corporation.
Since they got private soldiers.
Some big ass motherfucker who has mad papers.
What's the they sent that nigga Jack Reacher after that motherfucker died? They said Jack Reacher after that nigga. That big motherfucking Brock Lesnar looking ass nigga after him. Yep. That shit funny as hell. Big ass Brock Lesnar. Fuck that big nigga, man. Big as hell. Pause.
We take a drink.
So yeah, if you're wondering what the music is, Blackfire is having karaoke tonight. And somebody decided that they want to sing Goodies. Nothing good around here. So, oh, that's terrible. I'm definitely going to have to get a song in before I leave. I gotta figure out what I'm going to sing. So, people, if y'all got suggestions. Oh, shit. Shit, we got so Pornhub is gone in Texas. Gone in the state of Texas.
Really?
Yep. So
in Texas, you can
correct. Texas passed a law yesterday requiring adult sites to require age verification, which went into effect immediately. Pornhub.com could have added a verification page, but decided to restrict access to the entire state instead. They decided to say fuck Texas. That's literally, instead of putting a verification page, they said fuck Texas.
Damn. Okay.
They know kids is watching the fucking porn. They know that. A new message appearing on the site to people in Texas says the company believes age verification infringes on the rights of adults to access protected speech, and the overly restrictive measure isn't a real solution. That's what Pornhub says.
Okay.
That's their fucking right.
That
shit.
It's their shit, right?
You know,
they want to do.
But if you're an adult,
there isn't. I just get on it. Well, the age verification.
Keep the kids off.
Right, yeah. What's the price? Type in your date of birth, or what we gonna, you know.
But if you can make up a date of birth, like.
Exactly.
I feel like you just lost.
Into age verification.
Right. But you just lost a shit ton of clients. I don't want to call clients. You just lost a shit ton of people. In Texas. But it's the ad revenue. You just cut off a huge portion of the country. That's all. I mean, because all you're doing before the video plays, you're watching 10 seconds of Brazers or Bang Bros or whoever.
So is it much
advertising? That's just, I mean, shit. Yeah, great. Pornhub is the only place they advertise.
I'm not saying that, but the Pornhub is probably the biggest porn site. That ain't gonna happen in Texas. That's Bible Belt state. They about as bad as South Carolina.
Texas is the worst. Yeah, here you be. Okay.
You can't do shit in Texas.
Sex trafficking, child trafficking.
Only thing you could do is hunt Mexicans in Texas. Only thing you can do in Texas that's fucked up that you can get away with is hunt Mexicans. That's it. Dead ass serious. Go on the border.
Oh yeah.
Join the groups, the vigilante groups, and round up you some border crossers and some offshores. Welcome to Texas. But the city's real nice. It's a beautiful place to go.
Houston is beautiful.
So is Dallas.
I've been there before.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
So, you know how, like, you know how you go to work, right? So, we're all men here. We're all straight men. So, you can hear me. I'm literally talking right into my. I can hear me. Oh yeah, you can hear me. Okay, so you know how you go to work, right? And you mingle with your coworkers or whatever. And there's this chick that she kind of flirt with you, but you know, like she got a girl, you got a girl, whatever. But at work, y'all like she got a nigga. Or a girl, I don't know. I mean, never know. It depends on if she butchered or not. She could be like one of them Young and May looking bitches. I'll tell you, Young and May, I cannot not. Anyway. So, you know, like the work wife, work husband situation, right?
Okay.
So, my thing is, do you think that is harmless to have a work spouse?
I don't know why people have to label it work spouse. When you at work, just to get through the day, you find somebody in your life. Sometimes it just might be a female, you know what I mean?
Right.
So
Oh, bro.
Yeah, I don't like to call it work spouse or work whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because you could. So if you got, if it's a dude, they about to be like you on some gay shit because your best friend at work is a dude. You know what I'm saying?
I think I look at it completely different, bro. I don't want no nigga taking my girl out to lunch. I don't give a fuck. Don't buy my bitch shit. Okay? You get too comfortable. Don't buy her nothing, nigga. Don't give her no gifts. The baby, as it's your birthday. If you got a pet name for her, it's too fucking far. Her name is what her name is. Don't call her nothing else but that. Cause if, yeah. Because if I come to the company barbecue, and you be like, oh, and you done got some little nickname for her or some shit. And I'll be like, oh, the fuck? Y'all niggas dancing and shit? What the fuck kind of LeBron handshake y'all niggas got? Nah. You trying to fuck my girl or fuck you up? That's it. So, no. Now, if it's a chick that she do that with, be cool. I don't give a fuck. But if you got dick.
I had me a situation like that at work.
You was a work husband?
No, I wouldn't say that. But we did go out for drinks after work and meet up on the weekends for drinks. So, old dude had a problem with it. She told me. She was like, you know.
Hey, nigga said,
you know. She canceled on me.
She said, nigga, Dale said that's a whole date, nigga. Right. That's a date.
And then, half an hour later, she said, I'll meet you at the bar.
At midnight?
No, at the bar.
At midnight?
No.
At PM. Noon?
PM, yeah.
Oh, okay. Noon. I have to say.
Who's going out for drinks?
Nigga, in the middle of the day, y'all niggas day drinking, day fucking, nigga. I know what happens.
Brunch.
You gotta get mimosas.
I'm a smooth criminal, though.
Dog.
I'm hanging out with bitches. Pretty.
Nigga, you took this nigga's wife on a date. Okay. Did you pay for it?
First time, no. You split.
Second time.
I paid.
So y'all went on more than one date.
She paid.
Ooh, reciprocity.
Yeah.
That's what couples do, right?
I hung out with her 2 weeks ago.
Did you?
Ex-co-worker from over a year ago. I still talk to her regularly. And she's like 10 years younger than me.
Dale said y'all were dating.
Huh?
Dale says y'all were dating. She is literally scoping you to make sure to see if she wants to leave her current situation for her new situation.
No. You know what? I had a situation where people say I had a work wife, but we never hung out outside of work. You know what I'm saying?
You're not supposed to.
Exactly. But at work, you know, we crack jokes.
See, that's a work wife.
So,
you was dating that bitch. Like, see, that's a difference. That's not a work wife. You was actively trying to scope somebody. He had a work wife. Like, they just did work shit, probably ate lunch together sometimes. That's probably the extent of it. Like, but he probably wasn't buying her lunch. Like, they might order from the same place. He'd be like, yo, it's 11:50.
Yeah, I mean, and sometimes I would. I'm like, you know what, I got today. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about you. Like, sometimes you know, I got your back. You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Mm-hmm. We take turns.
So, but that was at work. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Lunchtime and shit. But you know, outside of work. But you know what the funny part is that we friends to this day. And she married, and her and her husband came home to the crib for my birthday. And, you know what I'm saying? I've been over to the crib to help hook up some cables and shit.
Have you met this woman's husband, CT?
I have not.
Okay.
I just got a random
question.
Hey, real talk. But I just got an invitation.
To her house?
No. To their wedding anniversary. They're doing a party for their wedding anniversary. and I got an invitation.
Man, you better be careful.
Oh yeah, for sure.
She'll be like,
and that's why I've been fucking his black ass.
If I go, yeah. But
if
yeah.
you go, you gotta take somebody with you.
Yeah, don't go solo.
Right, yeah.
Somebody keep watching back.
Right.
Yeah, I don't do that birthright shit. Bitches get the wrong idea. He started taking shit too serious.
If the situation helps, last time we linked up, her sister-in-law was with her.
I don't know, she might be a slut too.
Had the kids at the mall, at the little play park.
Oh, they little kids.
Yeah.
They don't remember shit. Boy, give them ice cream, they won't remember nothing.
You know, it's a good. With me, we hung out. Okay, cash them out. Like, oh, my sister girl. Oh, yeah. Would you want to move? Oh, okay. Is she cute? Yeah. She's a vibe. You got big titty. That sounds fun to me. That sounds funny. I pulled her number. So
you got her sister-in-law's number. Okay. All right. But then you might not want to go to the anniversary dinner. Right. Sister. Yeah.
Her sister-in-law invited me over to play stage.
Okay. Then you might not want to bring anybody to the party because you might get to smash the sister-in-law.
Right.
If you have a sister-in-law, she contacted me. I'll see if she will.
I'm talking to her already.
Yeah, okay.
We converse. Because I think, you know, my girl be texting me every now and then, you know, about the week.
Okay.
Yeah. I forgot what she looked like at first. And then she sent me a picture and I was like, oh. Okay.
You said tease.
You can do that?
Yeah, maybe.
See how many drinks in?
Right.
It's always a number.
Expectations, but, you know. So that should have some good faith with old girl's husband.
Okay.
Because I got her.
Because you're going to fuck his sister.
Right, exactly.
Got you. Before you fuck his wife. Got it. Got it. He's just going to run through the whole family. I understand.
But it's funny because, yes, when we were working together, she's like, yeah, I want to fuck her. And I was like, you married. And I was like, I really want to fuck her. But she was like, you're right. So we just hung out and became kind of funny. But, you know, me and her fucking 30 months. I know. We'll slow play, mom.
Fucking vultures. Fucking vultures, dog.
No. At any moment, if it's a fucking crack, if it's a crack, and you call me, and you say, yeah, come on over.
My God. You're a fucking vulture.
Fuck yes.
You're a fucking vulture. All you do is circle. You circle bitches that's on the way to dying, dog.
Right?
That's fucked up. That's not real hunting.
It is.
Scavenger. He's like, you get scavenger pussy. You can't do that.
No.
Yes, that's not fresh pussy. You get scavenger pussy, dog.
That's the ultimate hunt.
Circling, just waiting to dating a bitch until you wear her down or until her husband make her mad and she give you some pussy.
In nature, bro.
That's a vulture, nigga.
Motherfuckers can sit there for hours and not.
Or Komodo dragon,
right?
Struck,
right? Exactly. Stalking motherfuckers.
You know what? We used to call niggas Hermans like that back in the day. We used to call niggas Hermans.
And it's funny because
don't be a Herman.
Real low key. I ain't out there like y'all. You know, y'all be Y'all be yelling.
Yes. Hey. Yo, I can't with you, though. This nigga be over here vulturing this shit. He's slow playing bitches. He said, "You still married? All right, I see you in 2 years." Circling again. Oh man. Yo,
He's looking funny. As hell.
I catch you at the Christmas party. All right, I got a couple Am I the Assholes.
All right.
This one is called It's Too Small.
Oh, shit.
Our boyfriend bought me a nice bracelet with tiny fake jewel charms. I love the thought behind it, but I'm a little embarrassed to wear it. But I'd be an asshole if I paid to replace them and not tell him. He's not going to notice you changed the gift that he gave you. Hey, honey, here's this red car. She come back the next day, it's blue. What the fuck?
If you replace them the same color stones.
But they're real?
Yeah.
Is the rest of the bracelet real? Like, is the rest of the bracelet gold or something? Because if it's not, then why would you even invest real money into it? Just right. Throw it in the jewelry box. You know, I buy my groceries. She don't wear none of that shit.
How about you fucking wait?
Maybe she was patient and that was the payoff. That doesn't mean that it was fantabulous. Fuck out of here. Niggas ain't wasting money. It's 24.
Right.
Come on, dog. This shit got no money to waste.
Bullshit.
It's the thought. It's the thought that
I guess. As long as her wrist don't turn green. It's probably a Pandora bracelet.
The fake jewels.
Pandora is not cheap. You're absolutely right. It's just too expensive.
That's kind of fucked up. The same way. Man, it's fucked up. Man, I bought you the gift. Now you have to take that gift.
She trying to bust down a bracelet he gave her. Dang. That's what she trying to do. She trying to bust down a birthday gift. It's fucked up. He should bust it down. That, don't you do it. She's like, babe, you want to upgrade this bracelet? I'm fuck that. That bracelet ain't good enough for you.
No.
You trying to bust down a fucking Pandora bracelet? You already in the raw. Remember when niggas was busting down Casio watches and shit, and them fucking Nokias and all that shit? No. Doug, oh man, I remember Doug. They was trying to put diamonds and ice out, like the Casios and the little digital watches and stuff.
Yeah.
No, they was doing that too, but they had other people that would try to ice out little Casios and shit. Like, that shit used to be funny as hell. Like, still get this fucking watch. But they had the like rubber band that make your fucking wrist sweat. Like, I don't know what to deal with this shit. So, I don't know. I guess that would be all. Biggest difference. I got one more.
You got one more?
Oh, no more. Two more. He needs to let us be a family. My ex-husband and I got divorced after 15 years, 2 children. I met a great guy a year ago. We were engaged and living together in less than 6 months. He recently invited my daughter to a 4-day camping trip so they can bond. My ex-husband refused to let her go without me or her brother going too. I tried to explain to him that they need this time alone so they can really connect. He's not listening and threatening to take me to court for full custody. Am I the asshole if I let them go anyway?
Yes.
Yep. Yep, you're an asshole.
Yeah, that's not true. You see this man for one day, but you might have a question. My daughter, man, let my daughter go off with you.
Random nigga in the woods.
Right,
that you've known for 6 months.
For 6 fucking months. That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. Why the fuck you get divorced and then get trying to remarry and get engaged 6 months later? Like,
you ain't even healed from the divorce.
Like, what the fuck, bitch? Like, why are you even dating? What the fuck, bitch? Like, you must be the reason y'all got divorced because there ain't no way.
Yeah, she's absolutely the reason.
Right.
She probably fucking fine for it. She's a dirty one.
Yep.
She's a fucking dirty.
She's 14 And you go, nah, fuck out of here. I'm cool. You're not taking my daughter nowhere. I don't know you, dog. Like, why do you need to bond with my daughter in the woods in the first place? Why don't you take her to get her nails done? Where there's a whole bunch of people in there, and they fucking Chinese people will call the police quick if you start doing some crazy shit. Why don't you do that? You don't got to take her to the fucking woods.
Right.
Hell. That's how niggas get shot. I'd be like, all right, I'm going too. We all going to the woods, nigga.
We all bond together.
Yep. Yep. James Bond, nigga. We all bonded.
Word is bond.
Word is bond. All right. I moved out of my mom's house when I was 16 to take care of myself. I worked as a prostitute for 7 years. I'm 34 and turned my life around. I started dating again after a long relationship. I told a couple of dates about my past and they stopped answering my texts. Am I the asshole if I don't mention it to anyone?
I mean, you ain't sure you gotta tell people that you used to be a prostitute, man. Like, that's... No, I think that's something that would keep them fucking self. Yeah, I mean, yeah, being a prostitute for 7 years, damn, nigga, that's abuse from 16 to 23. It's hard. Man, that's rough. Maybe she just escaped it. I don't know. But yeah, don't think...
Yo, y'all niggas be worried about body counts. You don't think that niggas want to know that she was a hoe? Like a legit hoe?
But she said she turned her wife around.
I don't give a fuck, nigga. I don't, nigga, turn the car around. Nigga, you still put the miles on it. It don't matter. Like,
body count, though.
Yo.
Because it's always going to be fucking more than what she tells you. No, exactly.
You're not going to, because she don't know.
Exactly.
She don't know her body count.
Exactly.
She's right. A prostitute. She probably tried to drink this shit out.
She ain't gonna say like, oh, she's worth 25. She ain't gonna say nothing like
that. That's why you don't bring that.
She'll
that
be
one
like,
up.
She'll be like, I don't know, maybe 29.
That's why you don't bring that one up. Like, you got like a 6 or 7 body count. You know, not being a prostitute. That's still good.
What? Dude, we are 40. What are you talking about?
What are you saying?
What are you dating 18 year olds? What the fuck is happening? This is going to be 6 or 7 times. Like, nigga, what? That's, look, nigga, it's 2024. It's like 6 or 7 a year. Like, nigga, what do you mean?
For a female?
Yes.
40 years old.
Dog.
I'm looking for a wholesome motherfucker. I'm looking for a fucking, you know,
like,
bust down
nigga,
daddy.
You better go get you some Amish bitch. You better go. These bitches got a bigger body count than you, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Right, exactly.
Hold on.
That's the horrible thing about
it. If you care that much about it, then you wouldn't run through these motherfuckers.
I don't. I was like, yo, man.
Nah,
fuck that shit.
Nah, like, you, when you was younger,
yeah, when I was younger.
All right, then.
No.
So you contributed to it anyway.
You adding the bitch's body counts and then get mad about their body count.
Right.
You ain't out here fucking
poor
abstinent,
choice.
Nigga. Wait, on you or her? Funny as you regret them?
Some of them I do, yeah.
Yeah, you still at it. You still went at it.
Right. You say 6 or 7 is high for a female.
What's
like,
ideal?
Hold
yeah,
on.
What's the ideal number?
Hold on. So theoretically speaking, okay, let's say chick start fucking when she was 17, right? So now I'm 45. So that's down there 30 years later. So you mean to tell me if she averaged one guy a year, that's a lot.
Some motherfuckers, you know, just don't give their pussy up like that. You know,
one guy a year. One guy between, like, chicks get horny too, dog.
Like, right, like, you act like they just get horny because you turned them on. Like,
right.
What?
They get horny too many people, man.
If I'm looking for my ideal chick, I do not want her to have a bust down Becky pussy.
So what's your absolute like turn off, like your number?
Six or seven.
But the higher you go, this sounds even worse.
Why? But why do you even need to know the number?
You are
seven to five or six.
You.
I mean, I wouldn't.
Unrealistic expectations.
Do you think that women enjoy sex? No, it's a real question. Do you think that women enjoy having sex? So why do you think that they wouldn't be out also trying to find somebody to have sex with just like you are? It's not that she's giving pussy to everybody, but she's trying to date people to find somebody to give her pussy to. It's like,
why wouldn't she be out there trying to have sex?
Nigga, aren't you out there trying to have sex?
No.
All right. Okay. And we're not going to be truthful.
So you're telling me you don't go out?
I'm not going out. No.
Why do you go out? When you go out?
Put on the bar?
You're looking for your best friend?
And you talk to a chick. What you talking to her for?
That's not the intention.
Oh, come on. Okay. I'm done. Next question, bro.
There has been plenty of ladies
at
my local bar. I go by myself. I do not go out to meet
chicks. No, we're talking about the ones who, like, you engage, you get their phone number.
If the conversation gets past a certain point, you know, we may engage in that.
Yeah. Look, man, this nigga playing semantics, dog. It's, look.
You get the phone number because you want to fuck.
Thank you. You want to fuck. Oh, she cool. She seems like she nice. I'm trying to see what that pussy about. Oh, the pussy good too? We'll see if this progresses further. Like, nigga, that's the measuring stick.
Because you like her thoughts on politics.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to get at, dog. And bitches do the same shit. Women are doing the same thing. Because if you fucking, then she's fucking, right? Okay. So you can't call somebody else a bust down. If you not a bust down too, y'all are the same pot.
Everybody's fucking bust down.
Yes. Yes. Everybody's a fucking bust down. And I tell you what, even the chick that's gotten married stupid young and stayed with her husband for dumb long and got divorced, she probably out here running around. Super bust down. Yeah. She probably is super bust down. Exactly. So just whatever number you clinging to, you need to let that shit go. That shit, because it's been blown out the water. It's blown out the fucking water. Just don't even ask no more. Just don't even ask about it. It's blown out the water, my nigga. Probably in 6 months. Like 6 months.
I know some ladies that have less than that.
What are they, 12? 13? Hey, come on, dog. Hey, look, dog, okay. Look, like I said, unless they got married young, dog, 6 or 7 is crazy.
You probably told them that shit before you asked them that number.
What J. Cole say about shit? He's like, whatever number they give you, plus you gotta multiply by 3. That bitch, she said 7. 21. She said 21. That shit's
63. That sounds horrible. What's the realistic number? You guys ask the question.
I don't ask those questions. I would never ask that question because I don't want to answer that question. None of your fucking business. We here. I don't want to know the answer.
I mean, you're $5. You know what I mean? Like, you're $5. You're $5. Just because you had sex with somebody don't mean shit about somebody. You should vibe with somebody. You guys have a good time.
Right, yeah.
Maybe he played her. She had good intentions for you. You know what I'm saying? Her fault, right?
Right.
So, maybe she's just dumb.
Maybe she's
Right. She could just be dumb.
All right, so that's more than 67 right there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You do the game. That's what motherfuckers did. You know what I'm saying? They promised the world and then like pussy and then like,
wow. I'll tell you this much. In my single days, 6 or 7 is a dry ass year. End of story. That'd be a dry ass year. So I got one more. I'm just telling you, bro. It's fish in the barrel. Last one. I mean, that's my life. You don't have to worry about swimming in my wake because I ain't been out here in Michigan like that. But shit, my niggas back home. I've definitely been in group chats with somebody. It's like, oh, I'm dating this chick. They dropped a picture, and I'd be like, yeah, I know who that is. And they think I'm lying. I know her name. And they'd be like, oh, shit. Well, can't talk to her no more.
I
want to
be, yeah.
So,
you can't. That makes it even fucking worse. It was going to move on when you keep bringing it back.
I'm just saying, you niggas got to stop dating the same area you grew up in, nigga. Like, what the fuck? It's time to move out. Stop dating bitches from East Orange and Newark. Don't go to Passaic and Patterson. Because if I did this fuck them, I probably know one of their family members. And I'm going to tell you right now, I knew a lot of unscrupulous people in those cities.
Like that, you know, not getting out.
Exactly. Speaking of exploring, this one is called Should I Tell Her? It's the last one I got. It's called I Slept With My Future Stepdad More Than 5 Years Ago Before He Met My Mom. Should I Tell My Mom Before She Marries Him? We didn't work out, but I think he's great for her. She might not marry him if I bring it up. You fucked your stepdad. For him, hats off and kudos.
That's what's up. Here's a fucking G.
Wow. Damn.
No.
Take it to the grave.
Yeah.
Now, if he tells her,
or it was just fucking, or was it like a relationship type?
My thing is,
they just fucked.
Him and her need to have a conversation about taking it to the grave because exactly. It'll be fucked up right. If he brings it up and right. Then she to his mother to her mother and then she gonna be pissed off at you for not saying nothing.
It's been like, hey,
crazy. Be like, hey, I fucked you.
Right. It's like, hey, yeah. Good to see you again.
Right.
But yeah, let's just keep this. Like,
keep it under wraps.
I love your mother. You know what I mean? Like,
that sounds like the start of a good porno.
Exactly. As long as you are treating her mom right, I think she'll keep that to herself.
My thing is,
but if you don't tell her,
what if the sex was good and that's not what broke him up? Maybe he just had like a crazy work schedule or some shit. But she liked the sex, so now he's fucking her mother. And then she gets jealous, and then she wants to fuck him too. And now you have a true mother-daughter situation.
More access to the dick now.
Because she's with your mother.
That's spicy.
Oh, mom, you've had too much wine. Let me take you to bed. And then you down in the basement get your back blown out by your stepdad. That's crazy.
Maybe took it left all the way. But she really fucked up this bitch that way. What?
Yeah, to the grave.
I don't know how long ago it was.
Right, exactly.
5 years. Huh? 5 years.
Yeah. That's a long time.
That's fairly recent.
5 years is half a decade, bro. That's a long time.
That's a long time.
Kids going to school at that point.
Yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah. I was trying to give them a...
And you ain't heard from, you know, like...
Yeah, they don't be no in touch like that.
Until, like, up until, like, a year... Prior, maybe like
probably when she found out he was dating her mother.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah.
That's crazy, man. That nigga came up.
Yeah, he did. Because you know he telling all his friends, you know, I fucked that daughter too, right?
This man has got to be probably.
That's the only area I can really see this happening. 50s. Yeah, it's got to be probably 50 to 60, in between 50 and 60. The daughter is probably 30-something. I think she might probably be 30-something. The mom, would be 55. You think she's in her 60s? How old is the daughter? 22? Like, why would she be dating some 50-year-old nigga?
Like, daughter's probably like...
Then the mom really would be in her 40s. She'd probably be in her 50s. So the mom would be in her 50s. Nah, your numbers is too young. I think this probably lasted 3 months. She's probably 30-something. He in his 50s, young 50s. She may be like, I think the mom might be older than him.
I don't
know. That's all I got, fellas. Dilly Dilly.
That's
an excellent show. Absolutely. Oh, I mean, you can ask him. I don't even remember today. Is that it? I don't know if that was any yes or are we ending the show? Because I mean, I don't know what's going on right now.
I don't
know. No, because I kind of want to get out of this karaoke a little bit. Nigga. So, yeah.
We'll grab her next
time. Yeah, it doesn't sound like anybody's really rocking the mic really right now. I can't sing for shit either. But that's all the more reason why I can have fun singing karaoke, because nobody's going to see me. Yeah, just get one in. All right, man. 100. Catch y'all later. Peace.